Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, a bunch of sad sack, sour face folks in a church, that's not going to please the Lord. And he's proclaiming his word to them, and they're sitting there, and he can't get them excited about anything, which means he can't get them to believe he is. No excitement, no gladness, means no faith, means without faith and without hope. Oh, but friend, if you'll shout while the walls are still up, while they're still... Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! It proves you believe the word of the Lord. It proves you don't believe those walls can keep you out of the blessing God has given you. Can't keep you out. Those symptoms cannot prevent your healing. Those bills cannot prevent your provision. No. Those sins cannot prevent you from doing the will of God. Because the blood of the Lamb is greater than all your sins. Oh, hallelujah. I've had people say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. Doesn't matter what you've done. The blood of the Lamb is greater. And that's why we're glad. Woo, be seated if you can. Tell me what the word of the Lord said. Tell me what the word. Be glad. Whoo. Be glad. Psalm 40. Verse 16. What did it say? Let all those that seek you. You know, this has been 25 years ago, I guess. I was at a church preaching, and bless their hearts, there were two ladies on the front row on the right. They groaned through the entire message. Very distracting. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe that was just something unique to that. Next service, same thing. And by this time, I'm quite unhappy with it. Trying to preach here, you know. I mean, groaning. Sad. Sad. Finally, I asked the pastor, I said, what's the story on the two ladies? He said, Brother Keith, those are my intercessors. I said, what are they doing? He said, well, they're praying for you. And I had to bite my lip because I almost said, well, I wish they would quit. Somebody said, don't you believe in intercession? I absolutely do. Don't you believe there can be groanings and travails? Absolutely have done it. But that's no excuse for being sad and mourning day in and day out.
Yeah, that's right.
Something comes on you and your heart's troubled. And you feel like groaning and travailing. Pull aside. Go get in your bedroom. I'm serious. Put your nose in the carpet and pray through to victory, and then get up and shout. Come on now and be glad. No, the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So somebody that's sad all the time, I don't care if they call themselves a prayer, if they're sad all the time, they are weak and ineffectual spiritually. Sure, challenges come, trials come, things come, might bring a tear to your eye, might bring something on your heart, but that's no excuse to live depressed day after day, come on now, week after week. Believe God. Stand your ground. Say your word. Pray through to victory. And shout. 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 And be glad and have your joy and be strong. These are the people that overcome. There is no legitimate spiritual excuse for people staying depressed. That ain't being spiritual. It's yielding to the sorrow of the world and acting like we have no hope. It's being faithless and hopeless and weakless. Yeah. Something. The bottom line is... Be glad. I know that. What are y'all laughing at? Somebody say, be glad. What'd the Bible say? Psalm 40 verse 16, let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you, and let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Look at Psalm 68 and 3. Can you take another one? How many believe these are inspired? These songs, these psalms. Do they have Holy Ghost content in them? Supply of the Spirit in them. We can tell it. We're feeding on it tonight. It's coming out of these words and getting in us. Psalm 68 and 3. What does it say? But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Now that's just where you hardly know what to do with yourself. Right? You got rejoicing and then you got great rejoicing. And then you got exceedingly rejoice. How many know exceedingly is bubbling over? That's overflowing rejoicing. And if you hadn't done it, oh, you got to try it. You got to try it. The Bible compares being filled with the Spirit to being drunk. You should see some of the looks I just got. Yeah, it's right there in the Bible. More than one place. How many remember Ephesians says, don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your... So not depressing stuff. This is not depressing stuff. This is happy stuff. These are happy songs, glad songs, rejoicing songs. And he said, you do that and you can get full of the Spirit. And he compares it to being drunk. I'm not making this up. It's really in the Bible. On the day of Pentecost. Anybody remember? On the day of Pentecost. They're all in one place, one accord. Came a mighty sound of a rushing wind from heaven, filled all the place where they were sitting. There appeared cloven tongues like as a fire and set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They are having a happy time. How many think it made them glad? Did it make them glad? Oh, yeah. And I mean, it got so full up in there, they had to come out. So they spilled out of the upper room and down into the streets. And people saw them, and people heard them. And you know what their assessment was? Bunch of drunks. Didn't they say that? That bunch, look at them, drunk, this time of the day. How'd they get drunk so early? They must have started drinking heavy early in the morning. Look at them. Look at them. Now, people are not going to think you're drunk just because you're speaking in tongues. They might just think you're talking another language. So they must have been doing something else. Why do they wobble around? Why do they lay on the ground? They're swaying and swinging and laughing and singing. They're full of the Holy Ghost. And he's the same. He's the same Holy Ghost right here tonight as he was in the upper room. Yes! He's the same. Same Holy Ghost. And when you get filled, it's the same. Now, people have watered it down and in their version of sterilized it and mentally compartmentalized it and explained it away. God deliver us from these dry, boring services and churches when we've got the Creator of the universe. We've got the same Spirit who moved on the face of the deep when God said, let there be. Same Spirit is on us tonight and in us tonight. And friend, if we yield to Him, we're going to get glad. We're going to get excited. We're going to experience the same life and the same joy and the same peace and exceedingly rejoicing that they did.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.